Your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and we have with us on our Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County program this week, Tom Ballmer with Stebbins Theater, Children's Theater in Mason City. And Tom, how are you doing today, by the way?
I'm good. I'm doing well. Thanks, Tim.
Well, good for you. This is a busy time. You turn the corner and get into the new year, and boy, you really start to fine tune on productions heading towards springtime, don't you?
That's right. Snow White is coming right up the end of February, and we're looking forward to it. We've got a pretty good cast and a great script, and so we're having a good time with it.
How many are involved in Snow White? I bet that's got to be a good sized cast, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got of course dwarves and a whole a palace full of courtiers and cats and queens and princesses and Snow White and of course dwarves. Yeah.
How about the key people who are involved? Can you tell us about some of the students, maybe?
Well, Bryn Christensen is playing Snow White, and she's delightful. We're finding a way to make her hair as black as, I can't remember the rhyme now. Her face is white as snow, and her lips as red as blood, and that's what the Queen keeps saying about her. And we're also working hard on the magic involved, because there's a lot of that. There's some transformations. A witch has to turn into a peddler woman and any number of things happen. So we have the steam going and the sound cues going for thunder and earthquakes, and all kinds of things are going on at the theater. It's going to be an entertaining show, though. It's very fun. And then this weekend, on Saturday, we've got For the Love of Stebbins, which is our big fundraiser at the Columbia Club. And I wanted to tell you a little bit about that, just because I want folks to come to it and support Stebbins.
Well, please do. Yeah, what happens at that event?
Yeah, it's a big time. It's starts at 5, goes to 9 p.m., and there is great food. We have Cynthia Lewerke, who runs the Decker House and the catering company, and she is she makes our food. There's a cash bar. There's a ruthless Ruth LaPointe, who's a local musician, is our entertainment early on in the evening. And then we have a big trivia game, and then we have a live and silent auction, and a cash bar, and a photo booth. And the nice thing about this party is that the place is full of theater folks, theater parents, and folks who support our theater. And those folks are typically about as fun as could be. I always think their kids are fun, but they come from good stock, and the parents are typically pretty fun too. So we have a big time, a lot of fellowship, a lot of talk, and then a lot of support for Stebbins.
That's always terrific. Yeah, you guys, there have been some big fundraising days through the years doing that.
Yeah. This is a celebration that has grown each year, and now we typically have about 200 people at this thing, and we also raise about $20,000 for Stebbins, and so it's really a big night for us. And it looks like the weather's going to hold, and the Columbia Club has been gracious enough to host us again this year, and so we're going to have a big time.
Well, and it's always great, too. I know this is a Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County program that's presenting the interview with you today. And I know they've been so generous in so many different programs in our North Iowa area. And, It's great to support programs just like yours at Stebbins Children's Theater.
Yeah, oh, totally. And what a great organization that the Community Foundation is too. Yeah, I mean we gotta talk them up because they year after year they come through with a lot of support.
A lot of great support for a lot of great people in our North
exactly.
Iowa area, and it is
exactly
yeah, it's really key to I think keeping people involved in the community and making this such a great place to call home. So, Tom, you got anything special coming up after this? Then, as you look toward springtime, you got some spring shows coming
up. Yeah,
the
one other thing I wanted to mention is that we have a musical review, Larry Wells and the Charming Harmonies, and we're looking for gigs this spring. Typically, we go to business meetings and churches and senior centers and nursing homes. And this specific musical review is a tribute to Lawrence Welk. And so we really know our audience, and we're looking for gigs. So I just wanted to mention that. And this spring, we're also going to do Cole Porter's Anything Goes, and so that'll be fun. So we've got, a big spring coming up, as you said.
Fantastic. If somebody wants to find out more about Stebbins, how do they do that, Tom?
Well, they call our box office, and that's 424-9802, and between 12 and 5 p.m. on weekdays. And talk to our gracious box office manager, Liz, and she will have all the information for all these programs. She's a fountain of information, and she really helps us out.
Terrific stuff. Hey, great to have you on the radio with us today, and we appreciate your time. And obviously the best of luck with everything, as always, at Stebbins Children's Theater in Mason City.
Thank you, Tim.
Have a great day. Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, you too.
Tom Ballmer with us on AM 1300 KGLO and our Community Foundation for Cerro Gordo County program. I'm Tim Fleming.